Hello, my name is Paul Sank, also known as Retso Grezzo of LifeNet Radio. We're talking with Dr. Sidney Lam. Neurocognitive linguistics has a lot to say about how the brain processes utterances. Tell us about some of the corresponding findings of brain science.
For example, in relational network theory, we speak of the basic unit as being a nection. So this nection, what does that correspond to in the brain?
To speak about nections, first we have to recognize we got two different levels of relational network notation. There's the more classic level, the original form, which is the bidirectional notation. That's an abstract notation. And then there's the more concrete notation, narrow notation. The nection is differently defined in those two. A nection in the broad notation, in the old abstract notation, corresponds to two or more nections in the narrow notation. The nections of the narrow notation look a lot like neurons, but it would be a mistake to say that they represent neurons. It's much closer to reality as I see it. You say that that nection corresponds to a bundle of neurons. In many cases, at least, it's a cortical column of neurons. Cortical columns have been investigated for the last 50 years or so by people like Vernon Mountcastle. There's a mini column, the smallest column, which consists of roughly 100 neurons. And then there are larger columns, which are clusters of mini columns. It's one of those columns, in most cases, that corresponds to a nection or relational network. And by the way, I'm more inclined nowadays to use the term node rather than nection, because nection as a technical term kind of scares people off. And all it really is a fancy term for a node of a network.